You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast. And for this episode, we have Ellie Karabay Salaklı from Turkey, and she is a painter, an amazing painter that I encountered on Instagram. Really love her style, and I'm going to ask her about her technique and about her paintings. But Ellie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm a little bit anxious and excited. Hey, can't tell from my voice.
Well, it's a good feeling, and I think everybody, whenever you have to kind of chat about things or it's a new experience, there's always that, you know, a little bit of a nervousness. Yeah. But so happy to have you. Ellie, a question I ask all the time on the podcast is, what were you like when you were younger? Were you an artist? Did you like to paint, or what were you like?
Like, always. I was like that kid in school when anything art or craft related has to be done. It was me and my best friend just jumping to every project and doing everything. I was like that kid. I would never wanted to stop painting ever. We were just having so much fun. I was like, yeah, I was always painting. You don't remember a time when I stopped painting, to be honest, and drawing and doodling. It was always like that.
And did was that in your family, or is it something you kind of just picked up on your own? I mean, the materials were available and something like that?
Actually, my family is, I mean, we have a lot of talented people in my family, but no one does like professionally. But I have some relatives doing like crazy watercolors, and my mom loves crafting and she's very talented. My cousins, they're very talented as well. Some of them plays piano, some of them draws and does stuff. So it was like always a part of my life. So I never felt like, you know, let's go and get this, and my mom or dad would be like, no, we can get this, or you shouldn't paint, you should be concentrated on your, you know, lessons and stuff. I was always in that area. It was always in the house.
That's great. I was wondering, Ellie, I mean, it was great to hear that. You had that experience when you were younger and you're always painting. And so you've been painting for a while, and I love your style. I love the flow. The colors are amazing. There's so much energy in your works. And, for the listeners, I'll be, you know, posting some images of your work. But I was wondering if you could take the time to just talk about your style of painting, how you go about it, and what that looks like.
Well, first of all, I have to go like way back. I didn't start like painting on a canvas with like brushes and this colorful stuff. My first interest was in drawing doodles. And then I start drawing these like crazy mandalas. You know mandala? Like,
yeah, yeah.
But also too, yeah, like painting and stuff. I didn't like to paint, but I like to draw them on like a big blank papers. And then eventually I start, you know, I would always dream about like having brushes and doing colors, but I was never confident enough because I'm originally like an economics graduate that works, who works for government and like corporate company. So I wasn't confident enough, and I didn't, I was like scared to be judged. So one day I was like, okay, I'm going to try this because I don't have any formal education. Like, I don't know if I can do it or not, right?
Right.
And I take it and I just took all these colors and brushes and start doing it, and it turned out amazing. And people always ask me, like, how do you choose these colors? Like, do you plan it? I don't plan anything. Like, that's the main thing. You can't just sit and like plan. This is art, you know? This is not like a business, like a school paper or something. I just go to the store, like look at the colors, and it changes to my like mood at that time. And I take the right brushes and I come home and it's just me. I have to be all by myself. And I just start doing them. So I don't really like sit down and I should do this and do blah, 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 blah. I should satisfy, like not trying to satisfy other people. I do what I do. I take the colors, I let the brush flow, and amazing stuff comes up. And I tried to do the like planning. I tried it, but I don't know how, but like people understand. They look at it and like something like wrong. Like this is like did she overthink while doing this? That people know. So I threw them away. And I have to be honest to myself and I just let it flow and just do what's in my heart and in my head. And that's the fun thing, actually.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your comments, and particularly about just kind of the flow to it for you, and you know how things kind of how that would come to you. And I think it's really telling, because there's obviously a lot of painters, you know, how the painting comes out comes from, you know, kind of an architecture of the mind and what they envisioned. And that's a beautiful thing as well. But I think you got into kind of a more kind of intuitive piece that you just go with. Yeah. And I really enjoy that.
Have to be sincere, because people right. know. Like you can't think about wait, can I sell this? Will people, you know, pay money for this? When you start thinking about that stuff, it turns out to be a bad painting. And a real artist doesn't really think about that, but there are a lot of people who does right now. And I don't do that. I just do what I want to do. I enjoy every brush stroke. I enjoy every second of.
You know, and thanks for saying that too, because I think honestly, that's just it's just very inspiring, because it has to do with the approach that you have to it. You seem connected to just the sheer joy of the magic of what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's beautiful.
Thank you.
What I have one of the big questions, Ellie. We're talking about art and talking about painting and its process, but what is art?
Oh, this is a tough one. What is art? Art, like to me, is the visualized version of anything in your heart, mind, and imagination that you put on a canvas, paper, wall, wherever you want. That's art. And that's the best thing about art. Like you can't, in my opinion, obviously, you can't limit it. You can't be like, oh, this is art, or this is not art. This is considered art. Like anything is art. Because even if like 10,000 people don't like it, you will find other 10,000 that will consider it art. You will find your audience. So I don't really believe in limiting what is art or what is not art. If you enjoy looking at a painting and if it gives you good vibes, like good energy, it's art. That's what I thought, to be honest.
Yeah, thank you. And speaking of art, I was wondering if you had any thoughts or could comment on the role of art in a pandemic, in a worldwide pandemic. A lot of guests.
I really don't want to hear that word anymore.
So yeah.
In that word.
Well, the nature of the question is, do you think art's role has changed now? You know, should we be making more art? Should people focus on other? What is the role of art right now?
Well, the role of art, I mean, well, I think art is a savior for all, because it's, you know, calms your soul. It's something positive. Like, I've never, you know, seen someone interested in art and be very negative. And in this pandemic, I know, like, the industry and sales rates dropped and stuff. But besides that business part, art is just, I think it's a saver for all. I mean, it was saver for me. People in my, you know, my friend circle. And I mean, the role of art to me, generally, it has to be done for art's sake. You know, not to educate people or satisfy people. Do art for art's sake. And I think it really helped a lot of people, especially like very fragile ones like me. And I know that a lot of people were into art, start, you know, becoming interested in art because everyone's at home and they're always like scrolling down social media and internet. So they start liking art and should we do more art? I don't really know about that. If you're not that, you know, talented, don't, please. but, you know, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, well, and I think one of the things was, particularly when the pandemic initially started, you know, there was a lot of disruption, maybe to like to the process of like individuals doing art, but there was a lot of discussion around people consuming more art, potentially having more time, you know, because of, you know, potential lockdowns and such to be able to consume art. So there's a lot of consumption of art. At the same time, when like fundamental, like you know, questions of survival, you know, were coming up. So, you know, it's one of those things of whether the role of art itself has changed. And I found that a lot of guests say, well, it hasn't really changed. There's more attention to it, but it's still serving the same kind of function. You know, whether it's for mental health or just happiness or, you know. Whatever.
I get you. That's why I stopped all the time answering the question because it's about happiness. Like, it's very basic, actually. You can go too deep answering this question. Like, it's art is always beautiful. It always gave happiness and it will always give happiness. If such a pandemic happens 200 years later, it will still serve happiness and positivity.
We're speaking with Ellie Karabes Salakli, an artist and a wonderful painter. And early on, we heard she's been painting, for quite some time. And one of the things that I really liked about what you had to say, Ellie, was just kind of more about your approach to the process and your approach to art. Just what it provides and what it does for you. One of the things I wanted to know is connected to how you are as a person in your art. Who or what made you who you are?
Who made me who I am? Well, I believe there were like two biggest times in my life. I don't want to cry. Okay, let me just say it's pain. Losing someone you love.
Yeah.
And when I was very young, my aunt passed away very tragically. And it was very traumatic for me and my cousins. So it kind of shaped me a lot.
Yeah.
It changed my view and my understanding of the world. And, you know, it causes a lot of, like, mental health problems, and it's hard. It's hard process. The second one is actually a very positive one. It was, I think, in my opinion, after becoming a mom, I have twins. They are 4 years old. Like becoming a mom and losing my aunt, like these two things definitely made me who I am right now. Becoming a mom made me like more humble and open-minded person. I don't know how. Like, I saw them, I fell in love with them.
Yeah.
Spending more time together, I started questioning, like, what do I do? How should I become? I should be an idol. And do I have to try to be perfect? No.
Yeah, right.
But I think I need to be a happy person in order to raise like happy little humans. So I started becoming more honest to myself. I started to accept myself more. And that's actually how I let me quitting my job and turning my painting into professional.
It's fantastic. I mean, and you said a lot there, Ellie. And I was wondering, and it's some beautiful comments around your children. I have three children myself, and I do know what you mean as far as how certain things come to you. There's kind of like a major shift, and then it occurs.
And you don't know how it happens, but it happens.
Exactly. Well, how could you tell me a little bit and the listeners a little bit more about the changes that you had to make as far as like painting and the impact on your practice, you know, with your children and you said quitting your job. How did that all come together as far as you know. Being a mom, having the time to paint, or feeling in the right condition to paint, or any of those type of things. How did that transition happen?
Well, to be honest, I always dreamed about painting, but I never believed I was talented enough. I'm like, am I talented? Maybe I'm not talented. Like, can I do this or can I not do this? I didn't have enough confidence and I didn't have enough support. So I was always like coming and going in my head, always having like little conversations in my head with myself. Like, what do I do if I quit? It will be a very rational thing to do. It's not very easy.
Sure, right.
I was like, you know what? I have to be honest with myself. I want my kids to say my mom was courageous enough to do what she actually wanted to do. Wow. She was the most talented person. No, she wasn't, but she had passion and she did. So maybe when they grow up and when they're about to give like a life-changing decision, they can say, you know what, my mom did this, so I can do this too. That's all I ever care about.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what, I'm done staying in this ugly office. I'm quitting. I remember that moment, my manager was giving me a pep talk about like a project, like, are you ready? We have a lot of going on. Are you excited? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you all will stop and quit. And he was like, what? It was like a breakup, actually. I literally had a breakup with him. He was like, what are you saying? You're my favorite. I was like, I don't care anymore, like, because I can't.
That was it, right?
That was it. And I just, I resigned and I bought a lot of brushes, a lot of colors, a lot of canvases. And I have to say, my husband was very supportive. And that's really important to have a supporting husband. and my mom and dad as well. So I was like, you guys, I don't know if I will be accepted in this art world. I don't know, people will be like, who is this woman? Like, she has like no talent. What are those colors? And maybe I will get like thousands of negative comments. Maybe I will be like, I don't know, but I have one life and I'm 29 and I have to do this. Like, I was like, it's now or never.
Yeah.
That's how I started. It turned out really good, actually. It turned out really, really good. My page is getting bigger and bigger. I work with a gallery now in Sweden. So it's like getting really good. It turns out I'm not that bad at all.
Oh, no, the struggles, and I really want to thank you, Ellie, for sharing that, because I think that's part of how I connect with art, and I think maybe a lot of listeners is, you know, in your life, how you choose to do art, the risks that you take, should or shouldn't take, any of those bigger questions. And I think there was a very powerful piece for you in the motivation for your kids, and saying, hey, if you face a tough decision, you know, I've made a tough decision before, mm-hmm. and that opens up more for them. And I really think there's something very special about that. And with regards to the feelings around your painting, obviously very natural for a lot of those feelings. But I want to ask a little bit more about where your paintings are placed and the gallery in Sweden, because I just like to know a little bit of detail about that.
Yeah, well, because of the pandemic, hate that word. I couldn't send them, so it's like they're on online sale. But hopefully, after all of this mess is gone, I will send them to the gallery. And I will actually personally visit there, because I went there before. It's a beautiful country. They find me through Instagram, and I really like them. They're like three young businessmen. And they are really good at what they are doing, and they convinced me. So that's how we work. They promote you, and they get a commission, but it's very low. It's not like a real big gallery will take, you know, 50% or something. It's very little. So it's really good for me right now.
Yeah, that sounds, congratulations on that. That sounds fantastic. I'm going to make sure there's a link, you know, in general for folks to be able to see your works, like I mentioned. We got one of the big questions, and it's the one that can be a difficult one, but it's the main question, Ellie. I was wondering if you had any comments around why there is something rather than nothing.
Oh no.
That's the most honest response.
Let me just clear my throat. Well, first of all, can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Why did you feel the urge to ask this question? Like, what's your story? What pushed you to ask this question?
I love that you asked that. I would say quickly, I mean, first of all, the question is, historically, the large question of why, you know, like, is there a God? Where's the universe come from? You know, and all that. But part of the reason why I place this question in the context of art is to see what kind of answers I get. And the reason is art itself is an act of creation. And so one of the things I've tried to make it deliberately ambiguous, some guests have talked, you know, specifically about their work. You know, how does something you know, if you're creating something, is that from nothing or is it from, you know, another thing? And so it's the act of creation for the artists themselves. So it's the like the biggest philosophical question. But I also love when folks think about it or answer it in the terms of creativity. But I leave it deliberately ambiguous for folks who want to take a stab at why there's something rather than nothing.
Yeah. That was a good answer, first of all. that was really good.
Thank you. Thank you, Elliot.
Well, I agree with you on it definitely has a religious base. On believing if there is something or nothing, or a lot of things that created something rather than nothing. But in my opinion, I'm a Muslim and I grew up in a Muslim family. But as I get, you know, older and I start reading more, I wanted to keep an open mind. And I was lucky because of my family, because in my family, there are a lot of people with very different religious beliefs and different thoughts. So we're very open. I started reading, like I read some, a little part of Bible. I obviously read my holy book. I started reading atheist writers like Richard Dawkins,
yeah,
and others. You know, just to keep an open mind. I know what I believe in. I believe in a creator, in Allah, in God. And I always ask myself this: if I buy this white canvas, right? I have it. I have brushes. I have colors. If I just take them all and throw it on the canvas, what will happen? Will there be a painting?
Maybe.
Well, I say, in my opinion, I say no. There won't be like a really good, such a beautiful painting.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. So if we're in this like universe and we live, okay, there are a lot of chaos right now in the world. But when you think about like universe wise, how like planets and solar systems are connected, I believe they are created perfectly. Just like you taking a brush and doing it rather than just throwing it away. Throwing all them on the canvas, but nothing will happen. Brushes will fall, the colors will fall. But when you take the brush and when you blend the colors and when you do that, there's you have like the perfect picture. So I believe in a creator.
It's so intention. You're pointing to the intention. The intention of what's there.
Yeah.
So,
Because I believe in a creator, I say, why not? There won't be something that's very deep. Like, we can talk like 3 hours about this.
I love your answer. I gotta say too, recently I was interviewed on my show, so I wasn't the host. It's coming out soon, but I'm the guest and I had to answer the question. So I wanted to let you know, Ellie, I was subjected to the question as well. But the I love to mess with the question, Ellie. So I like to mess with the question because and it could be applied to spirituality or belief or not. It's up to, you know, whoever's answering the question. But one of the things that I've found is that if you look at certain religious traditions such as Buddhist, I mean, there isn't a something, there is a nothing. And different religious traditions have kind of, or spiritual traditions have different, you know, explanations or why there are things there. And so I like it as a like a larger backdrop of creation on this. And I think overall, I try to invite guests who, there's so many aspects about art that seem magical or spiritual or larger than we are or sublime, that a lot of those experiences happen. And I think our minds as human move to, you know, why is that the case? You know, where does it come from? So that's the motivation behind it.
Yeah. Do you like to read about like universe or physics or stuff?
Love it.
Yeah, totally.
Astrophysics, so, cosmology, love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you read more and more, you get more mesmerized.
I really agree with that. And happened within the last few years. I'm trained in philosophy, but my extensive reading in science and cosmology and astrophysics is all on my own. And as you know, that's some difficult material to understand sometimes. And thank you for the discussion around this particular question. I was speaking with Ellie Karabay-Salakli, and just really a lovely chat with you, Ellie. I want you to make sure that you convey to the listeners where to find your work, where to find those images, or how to connect with you and your artwork, comfortable as you wish. So how can listeners connect with you?
Well, I'm on Instagram. I get at least like 50 DMs a day, and I answer all of them. So it's not very hard to connect with me. I'm also on Galerima. They can find my work there. I have a link in my bio. So I'm on Instagram, so like anyone can reach me very easily.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. That's the easiest way to connect. Yeah. Ellie, I got to tell you, I really appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, and I've really thought about definitely a couple of these questions in a lot different way in discussing them with you. But it's been a great joy. I want to thank you for the amount of time that you put into your art, and just sharing. Your journey and, the risks that you've taken in order to create it. So I wanted to thank you for the things you've done to continue to create art, and to thank you deeply for taking the time to come on to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
This is Something Rather Than Nothing.